Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 394 for Friday, May 15th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market traded to both sides of unchanged Friday, but the bias was slightly lower at the close as participants squared positions ahead of the long weekend. Canola was steady to down $1.50, the July contract down 50 cents at $455.70 per ton. Canadian markets will be closed Monday for Victoria Day while U.S. markets remain open. A softer tone in Chicago soybeans and soy oil put spillover pressure on canola throughout the day, but the underlying fundamentals are much less bearish for canola compared to beans, and the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures provided support. Concerns over forecasts calling for cold temperatures in parts of western Canada over the weekend did help underpin canola as frost could damage any early emerging fields. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker today, and that provided some modest support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker Friday. Soybeans were down 3 to 4 cents, the July contract down 4 at $9.53 per bushel. U.S. processors crushed just over 150 million bushels of soybeans in April, according to a report out today. That was a record for the month and also above trade estimates, but the crush pace was still down from March as some processors shut down for seasonal maintenance. The U.S. soy oil stocks grew slightly during the month, and that was bearish for prices. The great U.S. planting pace put further pressure on beans, with private forecasters Informa predicting that total soybean seedings will come in at a record 87.2 million acres this year. That would be about 3.5 million acres ahead of the already large USDA forecast. Corn was down 3 to 4 cents, the July contract down 3 at $3.65 per bushel. Relatively favorable weather conditions across the Midwest should allow farmers to continue to make some good seeding progress, with about 80% of the crop likely in the ground by this Sunday. Informa pegged U.S. corn acres at 88.7 million. That would be down slightly from the USDA projection. Wheat was 3 to 7 cents lower, the July contract in Chicago down 3 at $5.11 per bushel. After seeing a short covering rally yesterday, the buying interest in wheat ran out of steam today and prices turned lower. News Russia is lifting its export tax on wheat exports contributed to the softer tone, as that move will lead to increased competition for North American wheat on the global stage. Forecasts calling for heavy rainfall in parts of the U.S. winter wheat belt remained somewhat supportive, with the threat of cold temperatures another supportive influence. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday. Make that Friday, May 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.